Sometimes our whole life is about the perspective we live in, but the Father's love will come change your perspective. Amen. I'm going to share with you from a dear friend of mine, Mark Rule. They're from Pennsylvania. Him and his wife, they kind of our extended congregation. And he sent this morning. This is really powerful. I want you to hear this. It's about dreaming with the Father. Very powerful because it's exactly what the Lord's saying as well, especially about the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Holy Spirit. We're going from the Holy Spirit to the Lord, to the Father, to dreaming with the Father. It's just amazing. When you get to know God, how wonderful and glorious He is. Amen. Doesn't make you perfect, but it will perfect you. We still have this treasure in earthen vessel. And even when you dwell with the Father, sometimes you can still get in the flesh. Sometimes. So listen to this. He titled this Dreaming with the Father. He said, dreaming with the Father is comprehended in relationship. The Father is personal and very sensitive. As the Holy Spirit represented like a dove, so the Father and Son are as a dove because they are one. We focus on relationship because the Father said His will is that we be one with Him. And to be one with the Father is to be one with the Son and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it's critical to honor the Holy Spirit and the Son. And I'll add in your ascent to the Father. The Father taught me the depth of relationship He desires by taking me and my wife to a very intimate heart level with each other. He revealed Himself in my wife, and He revealed Himself to my wife through me by the way of His love one toward the other. By way of His love, He manifested Himself in us and took our understanding of oneness and honor to a very high level. We marvel at the experience we're having with each other, and this oneness has taught us a bit more about the essence of the Father's heart and how He wants to be loved. So we start the dance and the romance. This is good. Listen to this. We start the dance and the romance with the Holy Spirit. We love and honor Him, and I'm gonna share a little bit of that about that today. Boy, if you'll learn how to start your ascent with God, you'll get very far if you understand certain things. And he's really pointing this out powerfully. You start the dance and the romance with the Holy Spirit. We love and honor Him by spending all the time He desires to spend with us. This may be 1 hour or two for those of you can have the time. So do not be in a rush. Just as you surrendered in love with your mate, so surrender into love with the Holy Spirit. Surrender self and honor the Holy Spirit. Surrender all selfishness and give yourself for the honor of the Holy Spirit. Rest in His presence until His desire is full, until He knows you are all in. Say all in. At this time, I'll show you, I'm going to share some things how to do that today. So when the Son comes into the dance, it's like a dance. Each partner has a role to play. And when they're done, I like to say they're passing the baton or passing the part, but they kind of go with the flow. But once the Holy Spirit reveals the Lord, He becomes predominant at that point, even though the Holy Spirit's still present. Once the Lord reveals the Father, He becomes present. And so he's talking about, so as we spend much time with the Son as He desires, he said, when the Son comes into dance, you can journey on with the Son, but you're not done with the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is one with the Son. That's very powerful. So now it's the Holy Spirit and the Son, and you are at this point in your time moving toward the Father. Understanding the oneness is important. Man, it sounds like he's been listening to our teachings. He said a lot, but I'm going to say this next one. He says, now we spend as much time with the Son as He desires, and when He's ready, He will lead you to the Father. You will be ushered in. The transition will be distinct, and you will know it. Hallelujah. But you will not be alone. You will be with the Holy Spirit and the Son. They're all working together with this. They all have a mission. They all have a part. When you understand their parts, you understand what they've been given to you for, you'll understand they're there to help you. If you understand they're there to help you. So we honor the Father, and He's very sensitive and desires to be loved with all your heart. He wants to know you are all in, and that is one reason why your journey starts with the Holy Spirit, then to the Son. The Father's jealous and holy. He guards His heart. When in the presence of the Father, then you can dream. Isn't that powerful? The dream is only valid as your comprehension of His will. It goes on to talk about the will. Isn't that glorious? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Listen, they care very deeply. I want you to listen to this scripture in Matthew 6. Because He said, and when you prayest, and Jesus taught in King James, Matthew 6, verse 5. I always started verse 6, but He floated verse 5 right through my spirit this morning. He said, when you prayest, say when you pray, not if you pray. When, say when. Listen, prayer wouldn't be such a drag if you actually connect with God. Amen? If you connect with God, He's very amazing. All three of them are incredible. They all love you very much. They're all very, very fun to hang out with in a glorious way. They want the very best for your life. So when you learn to connect, prayer is no longer duty. It's union. Amen? But answer prayer. Notice what He said here. Verse 5. He says, when you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. They love to pray. Notice this. Standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, and they may be seen of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter your closet, shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret. The Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, see, he keeps saying, and when, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. So I'm thinking, I never saw this before, but the hypocrite or the Pharisees, the whole time they were praying, they were praying many words, but they were constantly out of position. Notice where they were praying. From the street corner, in the synagogue, but what they weren't doing is praying in the presence of the Father. So they were constantly praying and constantly offering up prayer and constantly praying with vain repetition, but they were never getting answer. Now, they were doing it for the glory of man, but they were constantly out of position. They weren't in the presence of the Father. When they pray, when we pray in the presence of the Father, He'll see you and He will reward you. Say reward. The Father is a rewarder. Everyone put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, I thank you. You're a rewarder. Listen, I think we all would pray from the youth all the way up. We would pray more if we would receive answers and to know our Father loves us and to see Him answer our prayers and to know He's a rewarder. Say rewarder. We have to be in position in order for the Father to reward us. Look at Moses. When he prayed, Moses did not stand on the outside of the tabernacle. He prayed on the inside. Amen. He'd always go in the tabernacle and pray in. Amen. That's a huge, huge position. And that's what we teach around here is the position of prayer, how to move into the presence of God, move in the presence of the Father. And as the more of us move in the presence of the Father, the more of us are going to have more and more answered prayer upon our life, favor upon our life, and the union and the glory and the presence of the Father in our life. Amen. Now, I want to shift a minute, and I want to talk to you about how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I shared a little bit of that as Wednesday, how they transition and their roles of transition. If you understand this, I promise you, you're going to start moving very high into God if you'll understand that each one of them are designed to help you. They're your helper. They're for you. A lot of times when we pray and we can't connect, you think something's wrong. I can't connect with God. It's not real. I don't understand. Something's wrong with my life. It's not really the case. They're for you. And if you understand the progressive pathway, you'll start having a fuller experience with God. Before I do that, I'm going to have Sharon come up. And since Wednesday night, she's broken in twice in a profound way. And let's give God glory for that. I want her to share what happened there with her. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. How many people were here on Wednesday night? Okay, if you weren't here, I just want to really encourage you to listen to go to the website, righthandofgod.com, and listen to that latest teaching that he shared, because it was so powerful and it was very revelatory for me. And he talked about acknowledging the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit passing the baton lead you to Jesus and then Jesus leading you to the Father. So on Thursday morning, I said, okay, I'm gonna practice that. And the first thing I started to do was acknowledging the Holy Spirit. And as I started acknowledging the Holy Spirit, I had to start repenting because I really haven't had a real focus with and a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's more been Jesus and then the Father. So I was just repenting and he was bringing certain scripture verses and I just spent an hour just really, acknowledging him like he is a real person there and just saying, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I haven't acknowledged you. I'm sorry that I've ignored you. I'm sorry that I haven't used you and thanked you. Forgive me. So all of a sudden, I just felt in this spirit that I needed to go over to my prayer chair. I was like in a different part of the room and sit there and just to spend some time with the Lord. And I literally, in this spirit, about the handoff, I asked the Holy Spirit to help me to worship the Lord. I said, Holy Spirit, help me this morning. Help me. And it was like I was in a ballroom dance and with the Holy Spirit, and he handed me off to the next dance partner, which was the Lord, which was so interesting that he just shared that dream from, or that teaching or that dream from Mark. And so, when I was acknowledging him as my helper and some of the scripture verses that, Pastor Luru had shared from John 14, the Holy Spirit and the Lord, I started getting so caught up in the presence with the Lord. And I had never had quite this experience like this before. I was laughing uncontrollably and crying at the same time. I was laughing and crying, and I could just feel his presence just surging through me, and it was just such a relief, and it was glorious. It was just going through the tissues, going through the tissues, going through the tissues, and then this is what he showed me. He said, and I heard the verse because it's so amazing. He teaches you in the midst of being caught up in that presence, and he puts certain scripture verses. He shows you things, and he showed me, he gave me this verse, and it's Luke 21:34. And it says, out of Amplified, and take heed to yourselves, be on guard, lest your hearts be overburdened, depressed, and weighed down. And I'll skip to the worldly cares of pertaining to the business of life. And he showed me that I have been so weighed down with the cares of this life during, this time that literally, it was literal, that you're literally get anchored to the world because your focus is on the world and it's not on him, because the circumstances look like, this raging, storm in front of you when really we have authority over those circumstances. But I was looking at the worldly things and I was anchored. But as soon as I took my focus off of the world and the cares and how he says to release them, and I started acknowledging the Holy Spirit and the Lord, I was caught up. And then the other thing I wanted to share that happened this morning. And so this morning when I went to go in, it was just I was running a little bit later because I took a shower this morning. And it's much shorter period of time because I come early for prayer. And so I asked the Holy Spirit. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me this morning. I really need your help, Holy Spirit, this morning. And what was so amazing is I said, I want to worship the Lord. Help me to enter in. And I just put some soft worship music on this morning. No scripture verses, nothing at all. Except I sat down and I just started making myself aware of Jesus and aware of the Lord. And getting my mind off, I said, no, and just putting it on the Lord and his presence for the next hour and a half. I just sat crying caught up in the presence of the Lord. And then at the end, he gave me something, which I'm going to share on Wednesday. But I want to tell you, and I know we have a lot of youth that are in the service today. And what I wanted to share with you is that the kingdom of God is inside of you. And there are so many temptations of this world with the technology and the entertainment that we have. But he is more. And if you will set your affections more on him and just practicing it, those things have no value compared to him. And that's why it says that he had a field, and this man went to the field, and he found treasure in the field. He sold everything that he had and bought that field. That field is in us. We already have it. And so no matter what age that you're at, my little prayer area is next to my bed. It's a small little prayer chair, and I just have a little table there with my books and a box of tissues for sure. And, you know, and I have some music and I have a journal so that I could turn off my mind like a faucet, open up my spirit and hear what the Lord has to say to me. And then you write down what he says to you. I want to encourage you to get a prayer area. It could be a closet. It could be an extra room. It could just be a space in your bedroom. But he is so worth it. Thank you.
That was really powerful. Turn to John, book of John. And there's a way that we woo them and draw them and connect with all of them, especially if you understand their roles. Amen? When you understand the roles of the Holy Spirit, today I want to really focus on the Holy Spirit because he's the beginning. Your journey into God, if you get this right with the Holy Spirit, everything else will go well. Amen? You got to first understand he is a helper. He says the comforter, Jesus called him the comforter. That means helper, advocate, paraclete, lawyer. He is there to represent you. Amen? Now, there's a way to get in touch with him. And if you get in touch with him and you learn to be in touch with him, then things are going to go well with you. Go to John 14, verse 16. Because one of the things the Lord did with all of this he's given us, he backed me up. He says, now I want you to show you how to do this seamlessly. Say seamlessly. And I'm telling you, it's working amazingly. How each one of them will, it's like a dance partner. They're all on the dance floor with you, and they hand you off. And if you understand how it works, it's so seamless and so wonderful how that they operate together for union. Amen. God wants union. Amen. Notice what he says here. I taught a message Wednesday. I really encourage you to get that. It's called We Mode, something like that. I retitled it to We Mode. We get into we mode with God. Understand one thing in this life. You're not alone. Sometimes you feel alone. And a lot of times we feel alone because we're not in touch with God. But notice what he says here in verse 16. I will pray to the Father, John 14, 16. He will give you another comforter. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the word comforter, helper. He is there to help you in every part of your life. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, you're not alone. Put your hand over your heart. I do this every day when I wake up. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. When I'm in a situation, I'll just stop and say, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. God did not intend to be 1,000 miles, 1,000,000 miles away from you and you live your life out. He intended to be with you. God wants to be with us. Amen. That's, if you want to know what God wants the most, he wants to be with you. He wants to dwell with you. Amen. He goes, I'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you, say with you, and he shall be in you. And then he adds this, I'll not leave you comfortless. You know what that word comfortless means? Orphan. I'll not leave you fatherless. Because Jesus is telling them, listen to this, he's saying, I'm going away from you. I'm leaving you. Can you imagine walking with him and seeing all the glory and seeing the miracles and the revival and everything? And they're thinking the whole kingdom's about to show up in the earth. And they're going to anoint him as king. They didn't understand. He goes, now I'm leaving now. I'm going to the Father. You can imagine the disciples say, wait a minute. He said, if you knew who I'm going to, you would rejoice because my Father is greater than I. If you knew this, you would rejoice. He said, I'm not going to leave you fatherless, though. I didn't come here to leave you empty. I didn't come to leave you fatherless. I didn't come to leave you the way you are. I come to help you, and I'm not just going away. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, he ascends. He brings the government of God. He brings the outpouring. He brings the prayer language. He brings everything. He brings the gifts, administration, calling, teaching. And what we do with the Holy Spirit is we major on his ministry here with us. Because he does bring a ministry here with us. But we're missing a whole element of his ministry that we don't realize. There's a whole nother element of his ministry that a lot of people don't tap into. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit to bring us through the veil, to bring us into union with the Lord. Now go over to chapter 16 a minute. And so what happens is we end up getting into visitation mode with God, and we're all about the dwelling of the Holy Spirit here, but we're missing an aspect of his ministry that he has for us. If you understand this, so many times, he is there to assist your prayer life. He is there to help you with your prayer life. He is there to make your prayer life full. Amen? If we'll begin with him properly, you'll go all the way, seamlessly. You can go all the way with the Father. He's going to bring you to the Lord. The Lord's going to bring you to the Father. The Father's going to love you like you have never been loved on this earth before. And when the Father loves you, then the Father's going to come and dream with you. Amen. And when the Father dreams with you, you're going to start seeing kingdom come. Amen. This Bible's not about going to church. It's not just about having services. The Bible is about kingdom. A kingdom that's not of this world. It cannot be seen, but it's more powerful than anything in this world. And that kingdom coming into the earth, into our lives, and transforming every part of it. There is a way in which this kingdom comes, and we're learning that way, and it's a glorious thing, amen? But today, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, notice what the Lord says about it. It's this amazing set of verses here in John 16. All of John 16 is very powerful. But I'll just pick it up in verse 13 for time's sake. It says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, first thing you know, he's the Spirit of truth. Holy Ghost going to teach you the Bible. I was talking to a pastor yesterday, counseling him, and he asked me, well, how do you prepare your sermons? I'm like, that's a pretty loaded. He texted, he said, how do you prepare your sermons? I'm like, that's a loaded question. I said, you're going to have to call me on that one. An hour and a half later, he goes, I think I understand. I don't just open the Bible and start studying with my head. I meditate the Bible with the Holy Spirit. I get with him. The Holy Spirit, that Bible was never intended for you to discern with your natural mind. To grab your mind and dive into the Bible, you're probably going to get it wrong. That Bible was intended to be taught to you by the Holy Spirit and people who know the Holy Spirit. Because he'll speak and teach in truth. And when you understand the Holy Spirit, he'll open those words to you. And he'll make that Bible come alive. Amen. It's like Justin goes, I don't know what Bible pastor's reading from, but I tell you, I've never seen these things. I'm reading from the Bible, the Holy Ghost. Amen? Because the Holy Ghost is the one that extracts those mysteries. He's the one that, you'll sit with him, he's the one that'll download the revelation. Amen? He's the one that'll show you things you hadn't seen before. He's the one to extract the mysteries, because the Lord, he spoke the mysteries. When he came, he spoke the mysteries of the earth. His own disciples didn't know what he was talking about. You can imagine the multitudes around him didn't have a clue what he was saying. His own disciples constantly asking him about what he was talking about. And he had expounded him. He's, unto you, it's been given to understand the mysteries. They didn't understand, but he came and released the revelation of the kingdom, knowing full well they weren't going to get it until the Holy Ghost showed up. He even said it in John 14. He says, everything I'm saying to you, I'm going to send my spirit, and he's going to show you what I'm talking about. Because you don't have a clue what I'm telling you right now. How could they? They weren't even born again yet. And Jesus said, I'm leaving now. I'm not going to be speaking these mysteries anymore. I'm going to the Father, and my ministry is to bring the world to the Father. But I'm not going to leave you fatherless. I'm sending you my spirit, and he's going to help you. Amen? If you'll do this, what I'm about to share with you, when you go read your Bible, don't just wake up in the morning and go read your Bible because you're supposed to read it. Well, I got my 5-minute Bible reading in today. Hallelujah. If you'll get with the Holy Ghost first, before you pray, before you get in the Word, you're going to see some things come alive. Some of you are in business, and you're having a very difficult time in business, and you're really needing to hear from God, and you're constantly praying, God, help me, why aren't you helping me? If you'll sit and wait and listen, he'll help you. He'll give you wisdom. Amen? I'm going to show you how to do that here in just a second. Glory to God. John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, say the Spirit of truth, is come, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. Now understand this about the Holy Spirit. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Now we know, we've been around this, that word things, you can cross that out. That's not even in the Greek. There's no word things in the Greek. He will show you to come. There is no, all it is, he will show you, the come is ekerkamei. To come means he will show you how to go from one place to another. That's what it means. Or you can call it jurisdictional transfer. He's going to show you how to go to where I am. In a little while, I'm leaving you, and you will see me no more. But in a little while, you will see me again. But you're not going to see me with those natural eyeballs. You're going to see me in the Spirit. My Word is going to come alive. Revelation is going to come alive. He's going to teach you how to move in the kingdom. He's going to teach you how to see the kingdom. All that the Father has is mine. It's been given to me. He's going to share what's been given to me. He's going to share with you how to access it. He's going to share how to get in position. He's going to share with you how to stop praying out of the marketplace and get into the prayer closet and move into the secret place, move into a quiet place where the Father dwells. He's going to teach you how to pray and get answers. He's going to show you how to do this. He's going to show you how to come. In other words, I am the door. If by me any man entereth in, he'll be saved and he'll go in and out. He's going to show you how to go through that door. He's going to show you how to come to where I am. He's going to show you everything the Father's given me. He's going to show you how to receive. He's going to show you how this works. Don't do it alone. Look at your neighbor and say, don't do it alone. Don't go to prayer alone. Don't open your Bible alone. You were never designed to do this alone. If you do, it's going to be dead. It's duty. Don't go wake up tomorrow because duty calls. Wake up tomorrow because love calls. Wake up because, and before love calls, love's going to help you. When the Father calls, don't do it alone. Start your day with the Holy Ghost. Start your day with some very important things. First, your cup of coffee. You got to have a very good cup of coffee. Then start your day with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, how do we do that? Oh, he shows you how to come. So he says he'll be in you. He'll be with you. He'll be in you forever. One of the very easiest things to do about the kingdom of God, if you want to know how to move in the kingdom of God, you got to get in touch with the Holy Spirit. He's quite easy to get in touch with because he's in you. Everyone put your hand in your stomach and go, hello, Holy Spirit. Anybody feel that? Some of you felt that because you're in tune. The other ones may not tune. All you did is felt your belly. How many of you tried to pray and talk to the Holy Ghost and he ain't out there, he ain't in here. You can't find him anywhere, but he's there because the Bible says he's there. Now, it's not about whether he's there or not. It's about whether you know how to get in touch with him. Amen. You got to get on his frequency. He has a frequency. If you get on his frequency, you'll start hearing from him. You'll start feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You'll get the Benny Hinn thing going. I feel the presence. He built his whole ministry on Good Morning Holy Spirit. On his relationship with the Holy Spirit, he built an international healing ministry on his relationship with the Holy Ghost. I feel. I did that. Right, I wake up and say, Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I'm like, why is that working for him and it's not working for me? But I got something that works. Amen. Philemon chapter 1. See, your nose and your senses, they'll be drawn to things because of you live in a sense realm. It's the same with God. You just got to get on its frequency. He's drawing too. But if you're not on his frequency, you won't know it. Sometime God will run through like a train and somebody's standing there and didn't even see the train go by. Like this morning, if you didn't feel the presence of God in here this morning, we need to realign your frequency. Because he was up in here this morning. Amen. If you didn't feel it, you're out of tune. Amen. So what we want to do is get you in tune. How do I turn my frequency? Because if you can tune into the Holy Spirit, he'll tune you into the Lord's frequency, and the Lord will tune you into the Father's frequency, and the Father will tune you into the kingdom's frequency, and the kingdom will come transform your life for you. Hallelujah. It's all about frequency. Don't try to jump from here to the Father. That's a pretty big jump. Father's dwelling place is a very high, glorious place, but you got to get tuned into the frequencies as you go. They'll tune you into the frequency of the Word. It's the Holy Ghost that'll tune you into the frequency of the Word. Because this pastor asked me, how do you study? I said, I tune into the Holy Ghost. And then he tunes me into what he wants to teach me. And when he tunes me into the Word, I just don't start reading the Word. I wait. And he'll lighten it, and then I go to what he lightens, see. And when he lights it up, it's the Word becomes light unto my path. Amen. I can start seeing and touching the invisible realm. Amen. Do you know how you have an inheritance laid up for you? A big one. Look at your neighbor and say, a big one. In heavenly places. It's spiritual, but it'll manifest and materialize here, but you got to tune into the frequency there. That's what people are having a hard time. They just think God's going to drop it all in, but he doesn't drop it in. He tunes you into that frequency first. When he tunes you in, you receive it. Amen. A lot of people can't receive because they're not tuned into the receiving frequency. So I'm going to help you today, Lord willing, before we get out of here, tune you in. If you don't tune into the first frequency, how are you going to tune into the higher frequencies? Because God deals with spiritual frequency. Amen. And if you can't tune into the first one, you're not going to tune into the second one. And all the stuff we're talking about, you'll be scratching your head saying, I don't have a clue what he's talking about. Because you're not on tune with me. I'm speaking foreign language unless you're tuned into my frequency. God's mysteries are a language all to themselves. And the one you got to first tune into is the Holy Ghost. He's the first and predominant one. If you tune into him properly, he'll start tuning you into the Lord. You got to understand the roles. What did he say? He will glory. The Lord said, the Holy Comforter will come. He will not speak of himself. He's not going to tune you to himself. He's going to tune you to the Lord. He's going to commune with you, but he's tuned his missions to tune you into the Lord. Amen. Where the Lord is, and the Lord is going to tune you into the Father, and the Father's going to tune you into the kingdom. Amen. Into love. It's just a glorious thing. So how do I tune in? How do I get my frequency on God's frequency? A lot of, I'm telling you, there's a man in here, you're a businessman. I've picked this up three times. You're in business and you've got a lot of things going on in your business. And you've done everything you know to do and you told the Lord, he said, if I do not hear from you, I'm going to lose this business. And the Spirit of the Lord's telling me to tell you, it's not going to be lost. The trouble you're experiencing in your business is because you're out of frequency. If you'll tune this frequency in, your spirit into God, he'll tune that business into his frequency. He'll get everything in alignment and things will start shifting back into favor again. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of times we have trouble because we're out of frequency. Amen. We're going to have trouble if we get out of frequency with God. We got to get tuned in. Look at your neighbor and say, tune in to what he's saying. So what he's saying can tune you into the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost can tune you into the Lord. So the Lord can tune you into the Father. The Father can tune you into the kingdom. The kingdom can change your life for you. Amen. It's not that hard. It used to be hard, but it's getting easier. Amen. Now that I'm learning, it all begins with the Holy Spirit. It all begins with his ministry towards you and tuning into him. You cannot go tune into the Father just because you want to, all the way up to the Father in the glory place of the Father. It doesn't work like that. That's a high, high, high frequency. You got to get the other frequencies in line and they'll help you up. They'll help you up the mountain. The Holy Ghost is going to help you. Everyone say, I'm not alone. So I'm going to give you this. And I want you to practice. You're going to have some homework this week. Amen. Because your neighbor say, I'm going to have some homework. If you'll do this, I promise you, because Sharon did this and it shifted her not only into the Holy Spirit, into the Word. And she had some serious revelation she's going to share Wednesday, but it shifted her into the Lord, into the presence of the Lord. And the next is the Father shifting into the love of the Father, because all they do is they build on each other's frequencies. See, they build on each other. And they'll build you all the way up under the mountain. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. That's some good ribs, isn't it? Hallelujah. You're getting meat today. Praise God. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. All right, Philemon. This is a principle right here that I'm going to close with. Open, close. This principle, I utilize this one principle for every place I move in the kingdom of God. It doesn't change. It's just the dimension changes. Amen. So verse 6, very powerful. The communication of your faith, faith communicates. If your faith is not communicating, it's not faith. Faith does not silence. Faith always has to communicate. Amen. Communication, that means your mouth. Amen. The communication of my faith becomes effectual or effective. How many of you want effective faith? Effective faith by acknowledging. Hear it again. You communicate through acknowledgement. That's deep. Call it the deep, isn't it? Becomes effective by the acknowledging of every, say every good thing that's in you. So look at, I'll put your hand on your stomach. Okay, find something good in there. Okay, we're not going to go there. Every good thing that's what? In you, in Christ. So we're not just going to go look up in you, because there's, you know, there might be some stuff that hadn't been quite transformed. But there is a place called the kingdom within. Amen. And we're going to have to touch that place by acknowledgement. All right. So I'm going to make this as simple as possible, because the Lord said you need. I said, Lord, I've taught this. He says, teach it again. You know, one of the words for wisdom is to keep pounding it in, pound it in, pound it in, pound it in. Amen. So I'm going to use my beloved wife as for a demonstration. Stand here. Okay, good. So I'm going to acknowledge Anna. I'm going to pretend like it's Valentine's Day. Oh, baby, I love you. You are so special to me. Do you know how special you are to me today? You are so special. Valentine's Day. Yeah, man, I was just thinking about the Super Bowl. It's basketball season coming up, yeah. Oh, by the way, I love you, baby. You want roses today, or you want to go to dinner? I'm like, gotta cut the grass tomorrow. See how effective that is? That's pretty effective communication. Hi. I love you. Okay. Now, believe it or not, that's what we do to God all the time. We're talking to Him, but our mind is somewhere else. We're not acknowledging Him. We're talking, but our mind is way somewhere else. We're definitely not in face front with them. What does it mean to acknowledge? You have to look them in the eye. You have to have eye contact. Keep my words in the frontlets of your eyes. Don't let them depart. Focus. Say focus. Acknowledgement requires focus on the one you're acknowledging. It requires words, acknowledgement, and focus. All right? Every good thing that's in us. What's in you in Christ? What's a good thing that's in you? Tell me one good thing that's in you in Christ. Somebody want to tell me? Live? How about the Father dwells, the Lord dwells, Holy Spirit dwells, Word dwells in you, kingdom's within you, the vision's within you, wisdom's within you, fountain's in you, joy's in you, all this stuff's in you. He says, these waters will be in you. A wellspring. So let's just start with the Holy Spirit because He's the one's going to tune you to all the other frequency. Amen? So how do we know? We know the Holy Spirit's in us because the Bible tells us so. Amen? We know He's there. Now, how many of you in reality, I'm going to get a show of the youth. Just be honest. You wake up in the morning, you say, good morning, Holy Spirit. How many of you feel His presence on a daily basis? Raise your hand. So how do we do that? To feel a greater presence is to tune into a greater spiritual frequency. To do that, you're going to need help. Amen? You need the help of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to give you one thing to do. If you'll master this one thing, it'll change your business. It'll change your ministry. It'll change your life. It'll change your home environment. It'll change your prayer life. It'll change the way you read the Bible. If the Holy Spirit's going to align me to all of the kingdom, then I need to get this thing with Him right. Amen? I need to get in tune with Him. He's the easiest one to get in tune with, by the way. Quite easy. How do I do that? All right. I want you to practice. And I only want you to do this for 5 minutes. Say 5 minutes. But I want you to do it at least 3 to 5 times a day. But 5 minutes only. All right? I want you to practice acknowledging the Holy Spirit within you. Now, when you do that, I want you to keep your focus on Him inside you. You're going to find it very hard to focus in the beginning. So what I did is I would get like this, and I'd make a fish or whatever, and I want to be focused here, and all I'd say is, Holy Spirit, I thank you. You've come to abide with me. And when I'd say that, I want the sensation He's around me and You dwell in me. You're my teacher. You're my comforter. You've come to help me. You've come to abide with me. I acknowledge You today. Now, when I'm saying that, I'm talking to the Holy Spirit here. I'm not solving a problem out there. That's what Sharon was saying. She had to get her mind out of the world and get it in. Off the cares, into God. Now, when you do this in the beginning, because we're out of frequency, what's going to happen? As soon as you start doing it, your mind's going to go out over here. It's going to go, I got to do this in the business. It's going to go over here. So what you do, why I'm telling you 5 minutes, you pull it back. You're training yourself for acknowledgement. You're training yourself for focus. Amen? And then bring it back, Holy Spirit. And when you do say, I'm sorry, Holy Spirit, I got a little distracted. I bring it back. I acknowledge. I thank You. You're my teacher. You're my helper, my comforter. I thank You for Your presence that abides and lives with me. And just kind of commune with Him. Say commune. Watch the times that you drift, because you're going to drift at the beginning. Because if you're not tuned in the frequency of God, your soul is going to drift. Your mind's going to start getting into the morrow. Amen? So pull it back. Do it again. Pull it back. Do it again. What's going to happen? And after 5 minutes, do that 3, 4, 5 times a day. Just stop and do it. Do it during lunch break. Do it after. Just stop everything and just do it. What's going to happen within a week or less, you're going to start feeling His presence come around you. You're getting into His free. Oh, wow, you're here. He's always been there. You just tuned into his frequency. You tuned in by faith. Faith tunes you into the frequency of God. Amen? So as I tune into the frequency, I start feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit. I start sensing, and it becomes easier and easier and easier the more I do it. As that becomes easier and easier to do, as the presence of God becomes easier and easier and easier to do, I start sensing his presence. I start sensing his leadership. I start sensing his presence. And when you get his presence flowing like that, then open your Bible and say, show me now, Holy Spirit. And then is this, you can feel his presence, what you're talking about right now. You'll feel his presence. He'll start strengthening you. Then he'll start teaching you. Now, show me how to go where the Lord dwells. Show me how to go where he is. Reveal, glorify the Lord. He'll start revealing the Lord to you. Now you're on your way to another frequency called revelation in the Word, and then union with the Lord. He'll teach you union with the Lord. The Lord will teach you union with the Father. Amen? It all comes from beginning turning your frequency. It's that easy. I'm telling you, some of you are going to do this week, and you're going to start getting a breakthrough. You're going to start hearing from God on things you needed to hear from, and you're going to start seeing the flow of the kingdom show up in your life. Amen? And you're going to start seeing the flow of favor show up in your life. And you're going to start sensing the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden you'll be at work, and all of a sudden you'll sense him. He'll, why? You're on his frequency now. It all starts with the tuning in of the frequency of heaven. Holy Ghost is going to tune you in to all of heaven, but you got to get tuned into him through acknowledgement, focus, and awareness. I'm aware, Holy Spirit, you're with me. You dwell, keep saying it over and over. You're my teacher. You're my helper. And say it like this. I'm not alone. You're with me, Holy Spirit. I'm not alone. You're with me. You've been sent to be with me. Pretty soon, your faith's going to tune in. When it tunes in, your prayer life's going to change. When your prayer life changes, you're going to start understanding the flow and operations of the kingdom of God. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Let's stand.